This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Ethan Hannaford, and we have the absolute pleasure of being joined by the one and only sports director of KSTK. It is Frank Cusimano. Frank, a pleasure to be with you. Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was great. We had a lot of Italians in one place. It looked like the Sopranos, but everything was great. And I'd love your bump music, by the way, Coldplay. You're kind of an old soul for being such a young guy. I'm very impressed.
Oh, I appreciate the compliments there. Big Coldplay fan. Absolutely love their music. And, you know, it sounds like your Christmas was pretty similar to your Thanksgiving, if I'm correct.
Absolutely. It's just like, I mean, I think everybody in the whole place, and we had like 20 at one of the parties, everybody's last name ended in a vowel.
That is absolutely hilarious. Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful Christmas. Some sad news to break on the air here. Greg Gumbel, legendary sports broadcaster with CBS, just announced that he passed away several minutes ago, the age of 78, and had been, you know, the Selection Sundays and plenty of stuff on the NFL for a long time. Frank, I'm curious, any sort of relationship with him or around him at all in your time?
Well, I was around him a couple of times. I didn't really get to know him real well. But I'll say this is he's just one of the genuinely nice guys. And it's not just saying that because he passed away, but everybody that knew him liked him. He was a gentle soul. You know, he has a brother, Bryant, who probably doesn't have quite that reputation, but equally as talented. But Greg could do a little bit of everything. He was a great host on Selection Sunday, did a great job with football and basketball, and he's going to be missed, but he's going to be missed more for being the person he was.
Oh, very sad. Great words there said on the passing of Greg Gumbel. As we move forward to yesterday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, obviously known widely for that, but also the Wizard of Oz's birthday yesterday, Ozzie Smith turning 70, and I know you have plenty of moments with the Wizard. I'm curious, any of your favorite personal moments with Ozzie?
Well, just a couple of things. First of all, I never not saw him. I've never seen him turn down an autograph. I mean, this is crazy, too. I remember one time we were out at Mike Bush's fantasy baseball camp for the hearing impaired, and there were 60 or 70 people after Ozzie put on a clinic for like 2.5 hours, and he just stood there and signed every autograph. The other thing is, about 2 months ago, we got to play golf together, and he has kind of an unorthodox swing, but he's worked as hard at golf as he has in baseball. And he would start, every time he'd take the driver back, it looked like every ball was going way left. And every time it would hook right back into the fairway. It was one of the most amazing things in golf because it was 14 drives, 14 times he pulled out the driver, and 14 times he was in the middle of the fairway. And sometimes, you know, we had music playing. Vince Coleman was with us. We had Motown playing. Sometimes he'd actually be singing the song, like from Earth, Wind & Fire, with his backswing, and then wham, and it would end up in the middle. It was just another example of why this guy is always the best at everything he does.
That is absolutely hilarious. That's a story for the ages right there. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Football, just a couple of days ago on Christmas Day, did you have a chance to watch either of those two games?
I did. Well, I watched the Chiefs game. The other game was just so boring you couldn't watch it. But, you know, it's unbelievable because we were saying kind of the same things about the Chiefs last year for most of the season. Maybe not quite as much, but, boy, it seems like they've lost their steps. Seems like they're not that good. Seems like Travis Kelce's getting old. And what happens as we get closer to the postseason, Travis Kelce, 8 catches, a touchdown, and over 80 yards, and looks like he's 26 again. And Mahomes threw 3 touchdowns and was out of sight. You know, it's vogue to pick the Buffalo Bills in the AFC, But look, if the Chiefs get the home field advantage, how could anybody think it's a good idea to bet against Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, no matter who they're playing?
Just when they knock you down and think they're done, they drag you right back in. I can't stand those Kansas City Chiefs for that reason. Hey, I'll be honest. I think that the Beyonce concert was more entertaining than the football on Christmas Day. I don't know if you saw anything about that, but that was pretty entertaining, Frank.
Yes, it was.
So as we stay with you talking a little bit about the AFC, I want to switch over to the NFC and specifically the NFC North. I don't want to talk about last night's pitiful performance on Thursday Night Football, but specifically the other three teams. And I'm really looking forward to these last couple of weeks and seeing kind of how not only the NFC North, but specifically how the standings in the NFC as a whole end up wrapping up. You know, we got Vikings and Packers this week, and then next week, Vikings and Lions. I'm curious of what your thoughts are as to how this is kind of going to fare out here in the North.
Well, I think if you were to ask me this question, even just 2 weeks ago, the Lions are the choice.
Sure.
They got all that mojo. They have the quarterback throwing. Well, so does Minnesota with Sam Darnold, but Jared Goff's been great, and they have all those weapons. But, look, there's only so many injuries you can withstand. And the Lions' defense wasn't like, you know, the 85 Bears to begin with. And to lose, I guess it's like three starters now. And then a couple of guys that play a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they can withstand it. And Minnesota does have some good vibes going with Sam Darnold. So, you know, I still like the Lions because it's a better story. They've never been there before. But it would not surprise me if the Vikings get there.
Is there anyone else that is kind of intriguing you right now? I know, you know, I look today and I'm like, holy crap, the Rams have won 8 of their last 10. I know Mark's been pretty high on them. Is there whether it be the Rams or anyone else that you're thinking could be a little bit of a dark horse going into playoff time?
Gosh, perish the thought about the Rams. I still root against them every game. But they got the two wide receivers back and they're playing great down the stretch. Look, the Eagles were pretty interesting. I think it all depends on Jalen Hurts and how he recovers from the concussion. And then the Packers are playing as well as anybody. So the NFC is just absolutely loaded. I just can't wait for the playoffs.
Switching over to the college side of things, it was a snooze fest in the first round of the playoff, unfortunately. I'm hopeful that round two, the quarterfinals, are going to be a little bit more exciting. I got to say, my personal opinion, I think that Oregon-Ohio State game, the winner of that, might be the favorite to win it all. What are you looking forward to in round number two of the college football playoff, Frank?
Well, you picked the game because the last time Oregon and Ohio State played, it was a classic and was decided by 1 point. So that's definitely the game. You know, in terms of the blowouts where all four games were decided by double digits, you got to remember, even when they had the college football playoff with just four, there were so many blowouts there too. So it's really tough for the committee. I think it's real easy though to make this better is you don't make the conference champions the automatic buys. They don't get the automatic buys. I mean, you just seed it like you do the NCAA tournament. So a school like Boise State, just because they won a conference tournament, they should not get a bye. You should seed it 1 through 12, and you probably should end up going 1 through 16. That's the easiest way to do it. But I'd keep an eye on Georgia. I still like Texas a lot with all that talent they have. But you're right, there's no question the game of the weekend is going to be Ohio State and Oregon.
My gosh, there's just so much sports to talk about and not enough time. One final question here. I'll leave it up to you to give a brief little synopsis on either Mizzou versus Iowa in the Music City Bowl on Monday, or we got Blues Blackhawks in the Winter Classic. Take your pick.
I'll go Mizzou, and I think it's going to be a great way to send Brady Cook off. I think the Tigers have taken this game very seriously. Very few players have opted out, and I think Brady Cook is going to finish this career in style like he should. He's one of the most heroic players in Mizzou history. I think Mizzou's going to pound Iowa in that bowl game in Nashville.
I hope so, and that'll definitely be a good one to look forward to. Frank, thanks so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. Real quick, preview, what's going to be going on Sports Plus this Sunday?
We are going to go through our list of the greatest interviews for the last 52 weeks on Sports Plus, some of the biggest names in the sports world. We've condensed it down to 20 minutes. You know, it's some of the biggest names you could ever think of. People like, you know, Bob Costas and Kurt Warner headlined the show.
Buckle up, fasten those seatbelts, folks. That's going to be a fun show. Frank, thanks so much.
Okay, Ethan, take care.
Coming back in just a moment on the other side, Matt Pauly, Card Baseball Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.